Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Hopefully you guys had a good weekend. I was at the Dynamo game, and we gonna talk some Dynamo. I ran into a couple people out there. Why y'all never talk about no Dynamo? We gonna talk about the Dynamo.
Really?
Just a second, man.
Okay, so it's a good thing I didn't get out there, so I didn't get shook down like you did.
Yeah. People pulled me to the side. Y'all never talk about no Dynamo. We gonna talk about some Dynamo.
Yeah, but today's not the day they want us to talk about the Dynamo.
Yeah, I know we picked the wrong day. But before we get to that, I just got to say rest in peace to a music icon.
Absolutely.
Quincy Jones. He passed away at the age of 91. For those who don't know who that is, shame on you.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Yeah, I was about to say shame on you.
You know, but you don't know, right? Yeah. Like, as soon as people start talking about it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know that, and I know that, and I know that.
He's I will so say this things. About him. He had his hands in everything.
Correct.
Yeah. A lot of stuff, from movies to TV shows to music, obviously, helped create and produce one of the best albums of all time, Thriller, Michael Jackson Thriller.
Did We Are the World?
Yeah, I think he was part of that too. He had his hand in a lot of stuff.
He worked with Frank Sinatra.
Yep. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air doesn't happen without him.
Yes. I think Will Smith told the story how he made him audition right in front in a party, which is kind of weird or something. But rest in peace to a legend. But this the one thing I'm gonna always remember him from, and this is a damn shame, because you can remember him for a lot of things.
Oh, he got some mess.
Yeah, he got a little messy a couple years ago.
Right? Like he lived 10 lives, and he had so many stories with people of great consequence. And so, you know, some people with all those stories would bottle him up. And I kind of appreciate that he got them out in some ways, because otherwise we would not have them with his passing. Like, they just leave the earth with them.
Yeah. So it was a couple years ago, back in 2018. He did an interview with Vulture. And this interview got off the rails a little bit, man.
Sure did.
Where I want to say this might have been the last time he did an interview. I think his family probably sat him down and said, you know what?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, let's stay away from you. You're going to create a lot of drama going on. So he did an interview with Vulture, and the interviewer asked him how he felt about rock music when he first heard rock music. This was Quincy's answer. Rock ain't nothing but a white version of rhythm and blues, mother bleeper. You know, I met Paul McCartney when he was 21. So the interviewer said, what was your first impression of the Beatles?
This is it right here.
Yep. So this is what he said. Those were the worst musicians in the world. They were no playing mother bleepers. Paul was the worst bass player I ever heard. And Ringo,
here it is.
Don't even talk about it.
Yep.
I remember once we were in the studio with George Martin, and Ringo had taken 3 hours for a four-bar thing he was trying to fix on the song. He couldn't get it. We said, mate, why don't you get some Lager and lime, some shepherd's pie, and take an hour and a half to relax a little bit. So he did, and we called Ronnie Varell, a jazz drummer. Ronnie came in for 15 minutes and tore it up. Ringo came back and said, George, can you play that back for me one more time? So George did, and Ringo says, that didn't sound so bad. And I said, yeah, mother bleeper, because it ain't you.
That's right.
Wait for it. But the last thing he said was, great guy, though.
Right. Nothing against him. He just stinks at playing the drums. Right? Sorry to that man. They sent him away. They were like, go get some beer and something to eat, brother.
He's a really nice guy, but.
Great guy, though.
Trash musician. But that's the thing is, like, this stuff was serious to him.
Yeah. Right? Like, and the thing is, he was around during that time.
Oh, yeah.
So he was right. This kind of remind me of that interview. Funny enough, I think Bob Costas interviewed Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. And he asked him about Elvis, and Ray Charles was just like, like, I don't know if he's the best. Like, okay.
He was iconic.
Yeah, he was just kind of like, well, he ain't want to really give Elvis no credit.
Reminds me of another interview by a music great, Beautiful Gowns, right? That was that Aretha?
Oh man, she kept it real all the time.
Who was she asked? Who was that about? I think that was about Taylor. She's like, and Taylor Swift, and she was like, Beautiful Gowns.
Oh man,
had a great personality.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Quincy Jones, man.
Go, yeah. I think there's a Netflix. I don't know if it's a movie or if it's a documentary. Quincy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great place to start. There's a lot of great Quincy Jones media if you want to learn about just the way that the tentacles filter all through media.
Yeah.
He said a lot more in this interview. If you get a chance, just check out this interview.
Oh,
too.
The Marlon Brando in there and everything.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he mentioned about was it the JFK assassination?
Maybe.
I don't even remember.
He said
I don't remember.
He said the one thing he hate that he knew who did it. So the interview.
He didn't tell us, though.
I think he did. I think he said some type of mobster.
All right, I'm going to need to go back and read
it. Yeah, I think so. I think so. So. He was giving it up in this interview, but rest in peace to Quincy Jones, man.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the Houston Dynamo, we're gonna talk about some Dynamo, man. Mm, I was out there yesterday and they lost, man. They lost.
Penalty shootout.
About to say, how do you score this?
Because
they kind of make it a little confusing.
It's like 0-0, but then 5-4.
And then parenthesis. Yeah. So
it
how
was
do
more
you,
than five. I think it was like seven.
It was
like
yeah, whatever
it was.
It was
like
yeah.
6-7. But yeah. They lost in the shootout.
Yeah, so for some reason, MLS has gone to a playoff system where it's a three best of three
mm-hmm.
in there instead of like doing a home and home and then the aggregate score determines the winner to move on. So Seattle won in Seattle on Monday.
Yeah.
In the similar fashion.
Same way. It was 0-0.
Yeah. No score in the regular 90 minutes. Then they went to a shootout. They won on shootout. So in this game, the score was 0-0 through regulation. They went to a shootout. And it was actually interesting because one of the shots was blocked, but they determined that the keeper came off his line early, so it was a re-kick, and then they score the Dynamo. So the Dynamo could have lost this a lot earlier, but ultimately at the end, they have a defender take a penalty, and he misses. But the big talking
point... That wasn't the big story.
Yeah, before we get to that, I just want to say salute to the Dynamo for a good season.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
It was fun being out there. I was getting a lot of love. Mm-hmm. I think somebody just tweeted me and saying, hey, bring Lopez out there next time.
Hey, I've been. So, I didn't go last night.
Yeah, maybe next year we got to take a show field trip
and just
go out there and hang with the folks. It's a lot of fun, man. Mm-hmm. I was in a rowdy section, and it was it got loud in there too, man. Yeah. I was like, dang.
Yeah, I was assuming, all right, they're going to move along, and I'll be able to see them another time this postseason. So that was my fault. But unfortunately, the big talking point came when the captain of this team, a veteran guy, the highest paid guy on the team, Hector Herrera, he fouled somebody, got a yellow card. And if you're unfamiliar with soccer, two yellow cards, you out of there. He got a second yellow card because he spit at the ref after the foul was called.
Yeah.
And that's just unacceptable. You just can't do that as the captain of the club, as the veteran guy on the team, as the leader guy. It would be one thing if you did that in any game. In a must-win elimination game, getting yourself thrown out because you cannot control yourself to that degree. And, he's notorious for being a little bit of a jerk, to put it nicely. But you can't do that because now your team is down a man. And they managed to, thug it out. But, man, that was real nasty business. What's up, Ron? Love you, dog.
Yeah, Ron, really interested in this Dynamo talk, man.
No, but the fact that he spit at the guy's feet doesn't change anything.
Yeah,
you can't spit.
And we had a conversation about spitting on this show.
Facts.
You can, look, man, I think people are the worst if they spit on or even think about spitting on somebody, man. You can't do it. It was kind of embarrassing a little bit.
Yeah.
And just looking at the reaction from a lot of people that cover the Dynamo or fans of the Houston Dynamo, they wasn't too happy about that either, man.
No.
A lot of people was like, man, he got to go. I don't know what his contract situation looking like or if he'll be back next year, but that put a lot of bad taste in people's mouths. Yeah,
it should have.
What also put another bad taste in people's mouth is that Dynamo didn't make him available for interview after the game either. So it's like, hey, man, if you're going to act that way, in theory, you should be able to come out in here and answer
in your role.
Yeah, especially being that guy.
Yeah.
I feel bad because only first time I get to talk about the Dynamo, first time I decide to talk about Dynamo, I'm not going to escape responsibility here. All I'm doing is, hey, why y'all ain't do this?
Why are you spitting?
Why are you spitting on folks? Which, honestly, you should not do. Again, the show line on that is if you spit on somebody, whatever they do to you in response is fair game.
Yeah, but yeah, man, it was a good season, though. I enjoyed the game, man. Shout out to the Houston Dynamo for making it that far. And hopefully we bike next year, man.
Yeah.
We'll see. All right, so I got to make this a safe space for the fellas, man. So it was last week. Somebody brung it to my attention that they love when I go on rants about my old lady during lunchtime confessions.
I guess it's a thing now.
Yeah, I'm like, I didn't even realize that. I'm like, dang, I feel like I do it. Partly because, first of all, me and her is super cool, so she don't mind this type of stuff. Like I said to her, we have that type of relationship. But I think the other part is I know she don't listen.
so you're safe.
So I'm free game.
So
right
you're
here.
Safe. Yeah.
I hope the guy she ain't listening right now. But I want to make a safe space for my fellas, man.
Okay.
I just text in 713-572-4610. Little quirky things in your relationship that just bugs you out about your old lady or guy.
Oh, I got
whoever.
You on this.
Yeah.
I
got a couple things. I'm going to run down my personal list. I hate when she leaves backpacks and laptops on the couch or the bed. I just hate that so much. Mm-hmm. I feel like...
Oh, you're the person in a relationship that got the place for everything?
Yeah, well, kind of. Mm-hmm. But I just hate, jumping on the couch and she left her pencils and notebooks stuff. It gets to the point, I just throw it out. I just throw it on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And she get mad. She know it now. But I
now
just,
we're good on that part.
Really,
okay. We both are kind of making sure.
Yeah,
everything's
in place. I want my bed clean. Yeah. I don't want to jump in the bed and I'm laying on a laptop or iPad.
Yeah,
like nah, get that stuff off the bed. Like I don't need all that.
Yeah,
a couple other things is I hate the way she load up the dishwasher. So with the utensils, specifically with the utensils,
they all point down.
Do you
always?
You got to point it down.
See, they all point down.
That's how you get water stains sitting on them.
No. But you don't want to cut. You don't want to cut your hand when you're grabbing them out.
Everything points down.
See, Reggie got it right.
No, he does not.
So I put all the utensils up except for the knives.
Yeah.
The knives go pointed down.
Everything goes down.
She put them any type of way she want.
I'm like,
why would you put the knife standing up?
Yeah.
Like, now I'm going to cut myself and bleed to death. Like, why would you do that stupid stuff? That stuff bothers me.
Death.
Yeah, that stuff bothers me so much.
No, they have to be uniform. All down.
No, I would say that they got to be either all up or all down.
Yes.
Okay.
You can't be all over.
Yeah, she's crazy.
I like to have them up because I felt like they get cleaner.
She's a lunatic. Better.
All right. Oh, man, these are some good ones that have coming in on the 5-Hour Energy family.
Now, I got one for you.
From the 713, when she calls but can't talk, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
So I'm just supposed to listen right quick. Send a voice message at that point.
Yeah.
Another thing. This is kind of related to the dishwasher thing. She likes to unload the whenever she tell me, oh, can you put the dishes in the dishwasher? I'm like, all right, cool. She unload everything except for the utensils. I'm like, why would you leave the utensils? Like, you took everything else out. So now I got to put all the utensils back. Like, why? Like, unload the...
You're wasting man
out. Take everything out. Like, why you just leave those out? She's like, oh, I don't like putting the utensils up. Like, why?
Yeah.
Well, she put them up the wrong way.
Yeah.
you got them in reverse.
Yeah. And the last thing I hate, whenever I cook, I clean as I go.
Yeah, I do too.
You have to. Yeah. It's imperative.
She do not.
No. It's just a big pile, pots and pans, dude.
It'd be a hot mess. And then she'd be like, oh, can you do the dishes?
Yeah, of course.
I'm just like, man, when do I start? I'm like, I just want to burn this kitchen down at this point. All this work. That drives me nuts.
Here's mine. And this is an ongoing feud for decades. Anytime somebody's stuff has to be compromised, and let me explain it.
Okay.
It's mine.
I've got
a cabinet in one area of our house that has all my barbecue stuff. Well, if we get a box or something that she needs to put up, she puts it in that cabinet. Not her cabinet.
That's messed up.
Not her cabinet. Not another empty cabinet. And the most recent time was this past week. So we were cleaning all the cushions on the outdoor furniture. So she had to let them dry. So she put them in my office. So I have to maneuver around. Like if something has to be compromised, it's not her place or space. It's my space. Why is that? He doesn't care. Yeah, he can work around
that's
that.
Tough.
Yeah. Like shelves, cabinets, my office.
Maybe it's because of that plastic rat. I don't know.
Could be that plastic rat.
Another one I just thought about whenever we go out to eat. And she, like, I hate when she do this because she order her food, but sometimes she wants something else too.
Yeah.
So she tried to get
to order it so that she get off your plate.
Hey, you don't want no fries? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I don't want no fries. So she make me order fries so she can eat some of the fries.
That's right.
And have her two extra sides. I'm like, nah, man. So sometimes to kind of get on their nerves, I order seafood because she don't eat seafood. So she can't pick off my plate.
That's what you got to do, right? You got to find your bastions of safety where it's like, I know you're not going to eat this, so I will have this in peace.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some other things that come in on the text line, I'll wait for you to eat together. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Why? Yeah. Why do we have to do this?
Yeah.
These are separate things that we're doing simultaneously for no reason.
We got to eat the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Worse.
Like, nah,
worse.
Man.
Like, what do you want?
You get what you want. I get what I want.
It'll be great. Let's see. From the 806, my girl has a freaking forest of three-quarter to half-empty Sonic drink cups on her nightstand.
God.
Finish it. Or throw it away.
And then throw it away.
Don't even take it to the room, man. I'm not a big bring food to the room.
Yeah, that's tough.
Nah.
Last thing. For the love of God, stop hanging crap on the shower rod.
Oh, that's real specific.
Stop hanging stuff on the shower rod.
Yeah.
I felt that. He put some bass in his voice.
I did.
Yeah.
He felt that from deep.
I don't really
himself.
Go through that. I kind of go through something similar. So we have like a dresser where we split. She got one side. I got one side.
Yeah.
Every single morning, she put her clothes on a hanger and put it on my side.
Of course.
So
that's my thing.
I got to move it every time to get to my underwear.
If somebody's stuff gets compromised, it's the guy.
Yeah. I'm like, why you ain't put it on your side?
Heaven forbid you compromise your own space.
He's so mad.
I am so mad.
You gonna get him you know what you need? A storage locker, apparently. That's where your stuff's got to stay. Keep venting. I hope y'all feel a little bit better.
Yeah, hopefully this is a safe space for y'all, man.
It's the Figgy's Mixtape, always a safe space for you right here at 120 on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. All right, coming up next, D'Amico Ryans is speaking at 2. What are you hoping to learn from D'Amico at 2 p.m.? Because there's definitely some things that we need to hear about. We'll talk about it next.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.